You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about today. I am a business executive coach, and primarily my practice is for the entrepreneurs and those who are in direct sales and network marketing. But I'm not alone today. I have the honor and the pleasure to bring a colleague of mine that we've been working together 20 years. We just were laughing as we were getting ready to produce this. And I'd like to introduce to you a man that's honorable, a man that's got more integrity in the industry than anyone I know. His name is Jerry Hines. He hails out of Gainesville, Florida. He's owned a network marketing company. His background is corporate with IBM. I'm sure he'll have a couple comments about that. And he's a guru in the industry. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Deborah. IBM, I had 30 years with them. So the first 7, I was a marketing rep, and then 23 years in management all over the world. So I got a chance to be an IBM tourist.
I think that's where your skill set was so much more advanced than mine in the very beginning, is because of all those years with IBM. And so, you owned president of a network marketing company at one time. And you have watched the industry, I've got 24 years in the industry. How about you?
Something close to 30 at this point.
All right. So,
because I actually was doing network marketing before I retired from IBM. So
we have seen the industry change. So we're going to give everybody a little bit of history. Direct sales dates back, believe it or not, to horse and buggy times. Peddlers were going from ranch to farm to people in town because their local mercantile didn't have the money, didn't have the space, and didn't have the whereabouts to house all these things, these specialty items. So that was kind of birthed in. And then that great model of multi-level marketing. And to me, MLM just stands for make lots of money. Jerry and I combined have earned a huge amount of money together. However, the moral of the story is, where has the industry been and where is it going? So would you kind of give us a snapshot of where it's been to start off with?
Sure. Well, when you first think about network marketing, the ones that we know about that are 50-some years old or older, people ended up having to warehouse products themselves, and they would deliver it to friends that wanted to buy the product. And they would have to keep very copious records because they wanted to make sure that they were being paid properly. And computers weren't really in big use at the time. They were all one size fits all. And now, of course, after the acceptance of the industry for so many years, the fact is that we now have computers that can actually do the work, and people can see it, and they can have online sales, and they don't have to stock products themselves. It can be shipped out anytime you want to. And we can see that in any kind of retailing out there these days. And I think that in itself is what really catapulted everyone into this century in terms of network marketing, because now you don't have to worry about anything except finding people that are interested in your products and being able to present it to them in a proper way. And if it's something that they're looking for, then they want to go online, and they don't always have to be someone who's building a business anymore. They can be just a customer and get it directly from the company, and you get paid for it as a result of the referring them to the product. So I think that that's the biggest jump that we've seen over the years, is because we've got better delivery vehicles and we've got better electronics that can help us do the job for us. And we have virtual stores now. And so that way, the internet itself has really just changed everything. In the old days, we used to have to go back and take faxes. and we would call a number, and then we would get faxes on our fax machine that would tell us about the product, and then we would be able to talk about it. But now you don't have to do that. They would have to call a number to be able to see what the product was all about and to learn about it and listen in to a call. Now we have virtual calls and we have Zoom calls, and people can go in and see everything, and they can see a PowerPoint presentation on their computer at the house, and they have the ability now to present to other people, to put them on a Facebook Live program. I mean, there are just so many things and so many different ways to give people information today that we didn't have back in the old days, because it was just people to people back in the old days, and very minor electronics.
Right, and I think the operative word is that things have become simplified via, you know, electronic and the technology and everything that has attached itself to it. However, you know, me being a coach and being hands-on with so many people that have struggled, so many people that have already built huge businesses, because in times past and, you know, and currently, like actually current, let's talk about current, you know, I work with the top money earners from about 21 different companies. And even though our industry has become simplified, the drawback that I see is that people to people, belly to belly is never going to change, because we have to know who we're talking to, what their needs are, so we can help meet their needs. You know, we have to discover things. And with doing so, new distributors, you know, without a certain level of a skill set, you know, are not going to attain that level that, you know, they're hoping to once they enter into a company. And I believe, going back to what I originally said about you, I think your past history, being with IBM as long as you were, and having those incredible people skills already developed and, you know, a great hearing ear, you were ahead of me in the game. And so those were things, even though, you know, God gave, I guarantee you, God gave me the gift of gab. You know, that was proven in a phone bill when I was 16 years old. My father threatened my life to get off the phone. But I think your skill set was so far ahead of me, you know, and, but I think that's the thing to me from a coaching standpoint, where I think a lot of things, you know, where they're lacking in the industry. So today, you know, how many network marketing companies, direct sales companies do you think we have?
Oh, it would be north of 5,000. But I, you know, we know of the big companies because we hear about them, and we know there's about 500 or 600 companies that are on the radar of just about everyone. But there are so many small companies in other countries that we don't even know anything about that spring up. I mean, two of the largest cosmetic companies in history came out of Brazil. We didn't even know anything about them at one point in time. But it was something that saved a lot of people. From a revenue or income standpoint in some of these developing countries. But in the United States, you know, it's a huge business. I think back, it's like $35 billion in the United States and about $200 billion worldwide. If you took that as a company by itself, it would be somewhere in the top 30 revenue producers. So it's just amazing. But you're right about going back into to time and taking a look and a critical look at how we solve issues or problems or find ways to help people. And I think when you look back, you know, your coaching background, I'm sure has given you a lot of insight into being able to do that. So what did you find from going doing your coaching?
My first company, I hired a coach, and I had a strong upline, loved him, but, you know, I was in that position in my life. I had just sold a catering company. I had to make it happen. And I heard about someone that hired someone to work with them, and it took me several months to nail the guy in because he did not work with anybody in MLM. And finally, I badgered him enough. He took me on. And so, and none of that is a regret, because I think without that extra set of eyeballs, extra set of hands, and given a feedback into my life, where many times uplines are, you know, people that referred you in are not going to do, because they get into the mode of, I'm afraid to say something that's true for fear I may offend, and they will quit. And so Bill didn't have, he didn't care. He said, you know, you hired me to tell you the truth. And so the truth is what you're going to get. And so I did get that truth. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back with everybody. Don't leave us. More about network marketing.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking about, you know, one of my favorite industries. I have a colleague on the phone. We've known each other and worked together on and off for 20 years. Jerry Hines, he is a guru in the industry. He's owned his own company. In fact, we were introduced to each other. We met in Phoenix, right, Jerry?
That's right.
And
I think that was our first time.
And there's a company by the name of Young Living Essential Oils. And I was the only woman out of a marketing team of four or five. And we were hired to put it back on its feet and to rock and roll and to watch it soar. And so Gary and his lovely wife, Mary, they flew us all around the country. And I remember meeting you. And we were a little stargazed about a couple things, but we brought the nuts and bolts to the table, met incredible people. We were educated into essential oils, had a lot of fun way back when. But it was also part of one of those stepping stones. In fact, it was after I came off the stage in Young Living, for Young Living, I had a, it was exciting, of course, you know, anytime you're a platform speaker, which both Jerry and I are. Accomplished too, as I might say, some girl grabbed me and said, I need to hire you. And I thought, for what? Right. Anyway, long story short, way back when my coaching career, so I'm celebrating my 20th year already, pushing 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. So from, let's start back from the time that we met in Phoenix. And what have you seen happen? Because, you know, The direct sales, the network marketing companies are governed by the Federal Trade Commission, which many people are not aware of. What do you see has happened with our government affecting in a positive way the companies out today that are creating new products and comp plans and giving people a platform to build a check with, Jerry?
Well, I think they've been able to finally discern the difference between a pyramid scheme and an actual network marketing company that delivers products to people that are helpful. You know, in the past, people always thought, well, this is too good to be true, or this is not possible. You know, the fact that women make up 75% of all of network marketing right now, and they've been up as high as 80%. But the fact that it's a possibility and that people were looking for new ways, and there's enough information out there now that people realize that the best way to start a company, perhaps, is not necessarily having stockholders, but going out on your own and starting a brand new company. And, you know, there's a big problem with companies in that 80% of them don't make it past 5 years. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But I've noticed that there's a huge difference because of the number of direct sellers and the people that are more accepting of it today. And the federal government still takes a look at it, but there are opportunity laws out there. You know, most states have an opportunity law that if it costs more than $500 to get involved in a company, that you have to have some better support and some more information, because those are opportunity laws. So now almost anyone can get started in this business. It doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes some sweat and equity and some, you know, people solving problems and getting out and communicating with people. And not making claims. That's the biggest issue with most companies, is if people start to make claims. And that's why most companies have a code of ethics and ability to make sure that their distributors are not going out and saying that this cures everything or what have you, because basically personal care products and health products are the two biggest sellers in the industry. That's about half of all the sales in network marketing. So there's a watchdog out there in almost every state. The attorney general is taking a look and making sure that people are honest and doing the right thing. And if they don't, they get into trouble pretty quickly.
You know, I learned early on in my first company about what to say and what not to say. I had a radio program that was aired out of Louisville, Kentucky, and a gal from Lexington heard me on the radio. I thought she was calling on the phone to become involved in the company, and said, you know, I'm so-and-so from Lexington. My husband and I are involved in, you know, this company, and I enjoyed your show, but I'm going to warn you, Deborah, that I heard some health testimonies that are not in accordance with what we're taught. You're making medical claims, and I love your show, but I will tell you, I will be monitoring you. And if I hear this again, I'm going to report you. Well, I thanked her profusely, and in fact, Jerry, that was Mrs. Spots out of Lexington. Her and her husband, you know, earned millions of dollars with their company, and I was so rattled, so shook, I was in tears, and my upline said to me, no problem. I'm like, no problem. He said, look, if you know the rules, you can play the game. And so henceforth, from that day forward, I became a master storyteller, because people buy stories. And we could spin whatever result anybody got in on a product into a story that made anybody and everybody want it. So today we're governed, you know, by the Federal Trade Commission, which is a great thing. And, you know, to me, in America, you know, the real pyramid schemes are the huge corporations, because in network marketing and direct sales, you know, to be of legal age and to be able to come aboard, you got a airstrip to fly on. Whereas if you were involved in, let's go back, let's talk General Motors or Ford or IBM, you know, the lady that they hired yesterday to clean all the restrooms will never have the opportunity to earn the type of money that the CFO does. So to me, network marketing is an equal opportunity playing field. So, you know, that's the operative word. And the industry is changing. So how important is it, Jerry, and just be real honest here. Do you feel a company, how important is it for a company to be a member of the Direct Selling Association?
Well, I think it's important because they have a code of ethics, and people have to sign that code of ethics, the company does, in order to be accepted. And they have a one-year probationary period when they join the Direct Selling Association. And some big companies that you and I have known in the past that are no longer around never made it into that because they were going to go off on their own, and they weren't doing everything from an ethical standpoint. And so members of the board took a look at them and realized that they were not operating in the right manner, and they wouldn't accept them into the Direct Selling Association. Now, are there other things coming up? Yes, but I think when you look at a code of ethics that's pretty straightforward and the information is straightforward, and these are the people that are talking back and forth to all the legislatures and Congress and so forth to make sure that we have a level playing field, that it's really important that they be a member of the Direct Selling Association.
Well, you know, the two companies that I have been previously with and built my checks were members, proud of it and glad of it. And, you know, and if your company's not, if you're in network marketing or you're looking at a company and you don't see it listed at, you know, the Direct Selling Association, doesn't mean anything. They could have applied. And, you know, sometimes, you know, companies have to get established, start growing their base, and, you know, then they become members. So, you know, we're not poo-pooing every company that is not a member of the Direct Selling Association. But glad they're there, glad that they're one of many watchdogs, you know, who, you know, I call it the network marketing police, watching everybody to keep everybody honest and moving forward. And I think, you know, other than we talked earlier, you know, there's many facets to a company and what it takes to, you know, build a business. But I believe that, as you stated earlier in the show, because of technology, you know, people can just bop in online. And I remember years ago, the only way I could have a presentation is if I had a home meeting. And I'm not against home meetings because we still live in a grassroots society and we still are belly to belly because we buy products typically from people that we know, people that are trustworthy and people that we think have our best interest at heart. And I know that's why I become involved in the past, and I know that's why you become in the past. So, Jerry, before we take our break, what would be the one thing you'd like to see change in the industry?
That's a good question. I think that the understanding of the differences and the distributors is important in the way that they train people. You know, women, for example, make up the largest portion of that, but they're more into security and happiness, and men are more into freedom, and they're more direct, and they don't build relationships. And so I think part of that understanding is actually teaching people to develop good relationships, because that's the whole thing that makes this industry work, is that you know the person, and you know that they have your best interest at heart.
You know, it all boils down to relationship marketing, which we are going to talk about. We're going to take a short break. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. We'll be right back with you.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Hi, everyone. I am Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. We've been talking about the network marketing industry, and I have earned a huge amount of money myself building organizations, and henceforth a coaching practice came forth. So I am pushing 19,000 paid coaching hours. I love what I do. I love distributors. Earlier in the show, we talked about, well, you heard Mr. Jerry, my colleague, of 20 years, talk about that there's more women in the industry. It used to be a 70-30% split. So let me ask you something, Jerry. Why do you think there are more women? Then I'm going to give you my opinion. And why do you think that the major money earners nationwide, worldwide, are men?
That's a very interesting point, because when you go to a network marketing meeting, most of the time it was a man that was in front of the room pushing things. But I think it's from the personality types that people have. When they've done studies of women and men, like Myers-Briggs tests and so forth like that, personality type, women are more supportive types, and men are more front of the room, results-oriented type persons. But that's changing now, because just like major corporations now have a lot of women on their board of directors, they found that their bottom line actually gets better when they have more women involved than men, because women are natural networkers to start with, and they like to talk to people. Men, we want to find a result. I want to buy a ticket for this. Who do I call? Women are saying, I'm trying to help these people. Who can I help? And so I think from an overall standpoint, the reason that 75% of the women are starting to move forward is they did a study recently, and I think people earning $100,000 or more have increased by threefold since 2009. And that's because the women are now starting to take roles that the men used to take. They get in front of the room. They start to talk to people. And I think it's just a natural evolution of people to understand what our roles are, and they're changing. Most companies now want women on their board of directors as well as men to balance the approach, because men charge out thinking that they're going to get something done, and they do. But then sometimes they falter because they don't have all the facts behind them, and they don't have the feelings behind them. They're not a feeling type. They're a thinking type. You know, when you look at men are 75% of men are thinking types. whereas in the women are feeling types, and feelings go a long way further when you're trying to solve problems than just the thinking behind it. So when you talk about how you weren't at the same level that I was years ago, it's because I had been taught to look at all the facts, to come up with a plan of action and to develop that plan of action. But what I was missing was the empathy that's required to really build a business in a good fashion. And I think that supportive, nutrient type thing, connecting with people. If you watch women are very good listeners. Men aren't. And so that's why the role has changed, I think. If you watch women talking to each other, they're focused on each other and they don't pay attention to anything else around them. If you watch men talking, they're looking everywhere. And so they don't really get all the facts behind them. So I just think it's a great thing that the industry has changed the way it has. And I think it's a great thing that women are now earning far more than many of the men used to, because they know how to build the business now. They've been coached properly. They've been trained properly. They know that they can do it part-time, because there's only about 1 million people in the United States that do this full-time. The rest of them are part-time. So they can have their jobs. They can do other things as well as just build their own family. Now they can work from home. Now they can do things that they couldn't do, 20 years ago or 10 years ago when we first started training people. It's just changed completely.
Jerry, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, in retrospect, looking at my own business life, I was taught by my father, who is an entrepreneur, and then male professors in college, and of course the insurance industry and everything else, all my headship were men. And then my first network marketing company, I was sponsored by a gentleman. In fact, he was a two-time state representative, who was a numbers guru. And I hired a male coach. So I think they were able to interface their grit with me, perhaps. But yet then, I've got these bionic ears. I'm a great listener. And I think that made me very successful in my second company. And I think without those skills, I could never have developed, a huge coaching practice. And the majority of my clients, my coaching clients, are women. I have a couple guys on board. I love to work with guys, but it seems like women clients gravitate to me. And if you're stuck in your company, then I want you to look at my website, give me a call. I'd love to give you an analysis of what I think you can do, where you should be going, because we all want to do one great thing, develop wide, develop deep, and we can only do that by one, the missing link to most organizations is called duplication. So if we don't duplicate, Jerry, where are we?
Well, we're nowhere, because we're on an island of our own. Because if we can't teach others to do something and to bring them into the fold and to help them along the way and see them blossom as a result of your coaching or training from a company standpoint, we're not going to be anywhere, because it's just like things take take effect. I know in looking at your book originally, you talk about how fireflies, are under the ground for 2 years before they ever come out. The same thing is true with people. They may not have the skills necessary to start with, but if they do develop them and they're very supportive and they have good coaching and people that are supportive of them, I've seen people just transform from being someone in the back of the room to being someone that's up front taking charge and talking.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it is. And I think there's a lot of, mistruths to developing a check, developing an organization in the industry. And I think way too many people think it is an overnight success. And there are there's some that have been like little speed demons, they blow in, blow up, and they're gone. But I would rather see a client, accrue new business, teach and train, begin to work with that, duplicate out, get more business. And if they're not doing so, they're not going to have that. And it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, after all, a woman gets pregnant, you know, she has this little baby on the inside of her for 9 months because everything has to be made perfect. And unfortunately, people become impatient. People beat their heads up against the wall. And I think, you know, as a coach, you know, in the very beginning of my coaching practice, so often, you know, I mean, I even came to you for advice many times. What do you think I should do here? I would if a Chihuahua wanted to hire me 20 years ago, I'd have probably, you know, signed up for it. But today, you know, my coaching skills have got to the point where I don't take on new distributors and new companies because there is responsibility of that upline. And there has to be such a groundwork that is poured into a person. And we'll talk about why I think companies don't make it or why someone doesn't make it in a company. But so, you know, my expertise is not only developing my client and taking them to the next level, it is by taking that whole organization to the next level. And that's where, you know, after, you know, working with a new client, that's where we see this dynamic pop of growth, you know, 60, 90, and 120 days later. It is just ingenious of what an extra pair of hands and a set of eyeballs and two bionic ears can do for an organization. But without that duplication, your people are just not going to make it. And, you know, I'll give you my spin, Jerry, you can give me your spin, but to me, companies today have to be very different than they were way back when. They have to have a product that is so unique that nobody else has it. There's nothing any worse than, you know, meeting somebody in a great company, you like the person that's presenting you the product, then you can find, you know, almost the identical product at Wally World, Walmart, right? Right. So the product has to be so unique that it, you know, it has to have some sizzle to it. Because there's so many incredible companies with so many incredible products out there, but if it's not sizzling, it has just waned and waxed cold. The other thing to me is just, you know, because I'm a numbers guru and I grow organizations, is that dadgum compensation plan. So the compensation plan is going to make or break somebody. If they don't have money on the table and if people are not rewarded handsomely, you know, without a bunch of breakage and loops, you know, that a person has to jump over, crawl through a tunnel, you know, to get a check. I mean, that's exhausting. We want people paid handsomely. And then, you know, thirdly, I'm a master trainer in the industry. People need to have a track to run on, not hocus pocus. They need certain things put into place to simplify, not to make it easy, but to simplify their growth in growing an organization. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head right there, because here's the situation. In the old days, they would just throw it up against the wall and just find out who was going to excel without trying to train anyone. Today, that's not going to happen. You know, there's too much information available to everyone everywhere to do something. And they have to have a unique product. If they don't have a unique product, why should I even look at you? I can get it somewhere else. And so I think that that's the real key, is making sure that whatever the company has, it has a product that's new and unique. And I think that the compensation plan has to pay out close to 50% to be competitive in today's marketplace. If you look at the way a company works, you realize that your cost of goods is something. It costs you a certain amount to manage the company, and to make money, you have to pay out for the computer system. You have to do all these other things. And then you can make a profit if you sell billions of dollars worth of products or millions of dollars worth of product if you're the company. And so the people that are running the company have to understand that they have to properly reward people in order for that company to grow. It's not just a dollars and cents type of discussion. They have to realize that if they're not doing that, they're not going to grow. And if they just have a small percentage profit, that can be huge down the road. but it's going to take time and effort, and you're going to have to build it. And the companies that have come along recently have done that. You know, in the old days, people didn't actually know how they got paid sometimes. It was just too complicated for them. Today, it's pretty simple. You know, you get paid X percent per level. You get paid on a product that sells. You do this, you do that. And to me, if you don't have a company that is upfront about the compensation and lets you know and is not front-loading you with a lot of product, you know, they're not going to make it. You need that company that knows what they're doing, knows how to build the business, and has had some interest in the business in the past. You know, some of those companies that got started years ago, the people didn't actually do network marketing themselves. They didn't understand what it actually took to build a business. So you have to have a good product. You have to have a compensation plan that is good enough to make people want to do something. And then you have to have some people in the company that understand the industry itself and not just the dollars and cents part of it.
I think what I have seen through the years is that some of the greatest companies today, you know, the people who are at the home office are perhaps the owner. These are both men and women who have spent time in the ditch, developing organizations and arising to the top of the mountain. They know the pitfalls. They know what they need. They've been there. They've got the t-shirt. And some of those guys are running, I think, in my opinion, you know, the greatest companies that we're seeing here. And our industry is going to change even more because people are finding out is, you know, network marketing just boils down to one thing. It is the most inexpensive way to get a product from the manufacturer to the consumer. It cuts out brick and mortar, cuts out everybody. You know, the only middle people there are distributors. And when they serve their time and they do it well, then those distributors, my friends, are the ones who are going to develop the checks. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back talking more about network marketing.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. Today, I am with Jerry Hines, a colleague of mine out of Gainesville, Florida. We both are network marketing gurus. We have made fortunes, and he went on to do another, and I went on to develop a coaching practice. So, question I have for the listenership, are you stuck? Have you developed an organization? You're not duplicating. Do you find yourself more frustrated than laughing? Are you worried about it? Are you concerned that your company's going to go away? So what do you need? So go to my website or give me a call, 314-917-2709. I coach the top money earners in many different companies, pushing my 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. I was a smart cookie going into it. You know, Jerry and I have known each other for 20 years, but I'll tell you what has really honed my skills and put me at the top of coaches is that I've coached and I've watched the multimillionaires hire me because they thought I had an opinion. And I've helped develop, Jerry, would you believe in the history of my coaching, 48 millionaires.
Wow.
Wow, isn't that great? And some now are multimillionaires, right? And some of course, I don't coach, but I hear from them regularly. And so, you know, we don't, but I do have someone I have coached for 20 years. In fact, this gal has been through 7 different companies with me. Every time she says I found a new company, you know, I'm like, oh, what happened to the last one? But, you know, not every company is a perfect fit for everyone, is it?
No. In fact, if you think about it, they're going to make mistakes. Everybody is. And when they do make mistakes, sometimes it's fatal to the company. Sometimes it's not. But certainly as we change, and the companies change, sometimes we have to make a decision to look elsewhere as well, just simply because of the way the market is changing. But it's amazing that you've had someone with you for 20 years. I mean, think about all the decisions that they had to make along the way.
Well, and, you know what? Well, and not only that, so I've been with her through a divorce, a death of a grandchild, a marriage, building 2 new homes. So, I mean, I have been educated and I've cried with her. I have laughed with her and she found her niche and she is, you know, she's a baby boomer and she is making it happen. But today's industry is not the same that it was when Jerry and I started. He's got 30 years. I have, I think, 23 years. It's different. And for those of you building today, most of which is easier. And there's some things that perhaps maybe from our standpoint, maybe a little bit more difficult, but we're old school. You've got technology and all you have to do is find the company, make sure all their I's are dotted and their T's are crossed. And the reason I have a coaching practice is that, you know, companies are responsible to make sure they're clean with the Federal Trade Commission, that they've provided you with unique products. They're not greedy. They got money on the table. And your upline, the person that brought you aboard, they only have so many hours in a day. And that's why I hired a coach. And that's why people hire me today. And Jerry, let me ask you something. What was your most favorite? Jerry edited my book, The Firefly Protocol. He was my editor. So what was your most favorite thing about reading my book? And you had to read it several times.
Well, I think the thing that stuck with me the most was the analogy that you used, and that is that it is under the ground for 2 years before it ever shows up, and then finally its light shows up, you know, and the fact is that this is indicative of of other things that we know about life, that it is an evolutionary process. It's not a revolutionary process. And that when you've had the experiences that you've had in the book, and you've been an entrepreneur many times, and you've reinvented yourself each time, that's what people have to think about themselves. Nothing is absolute. And if you fail, then so what? You know, you keep looking for the next thing that you want to do. And you have to find something that's totally compatible with you that you have the passion for. And if you do that, then you're going to be successful. If you don't, your passion is only going to go so far. And you have to make sure that you've done everything that you need to do to be successful. And so the sum total, if I thought about the book, is that these are the steps you have to go through. And these are the things that happen. And these are the things that have happened to me as well. And you can learn from those. Because in the old days, we used to talk about facts tell, but stories sell. And your story is really perfect.
You know, thank you. Recently, I got a call and someone said to me, well, why would I hire a coach? I said, well, you know, I didn't really know how to answer that one because I really didn't know who I was talking to. So I said, well, I guess the truth of the matter is that I told this young lady, I said, I have made so many mistakes as a distributor building an organization. And I had so many tears and I spent so long, so many times in the ditch that as I was able to learn the skill set and understand that this is a relationship business, this is all about people, and this is understanding people and how they tick and become a master of public relations till I got, you know. And this was en route to the mountaintop. I said, I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. And I can teach you that. You'll make your own. But I don't want anybody that I work with, they're not going to make my mistakes. And, you know, in whether you're in medicine or you're an Indian chief or you're the head of IBM or GM or you're in a network marketing company, we all have one thing in common. We have to be willing to nail our ego to the bottom of our shoe and walk on it and understand people and love them, learn to ask questions, be great with follow-up, and become masters of that public relations. And knowing that if you are in direct sales and network marketing, it is not a lottery ticket. And there is time invested. And, you know, many times, you know, I've been told that your paycheck will reflect the way you think and your time invested. And I think that's the bottom line. And in doing so, excuse me, we can all go forward together. So before we leave this incredible group of people, the listenership, what would be one tip you'd like to give them, Jerry?
Well, I think that the one thing that people have to be open to being coached and to learning, you know, if they're not open and they think that they have all the facts and all the answers, they're going to miss a lot of the opportunity. If you look at today's businesses, IBM has a female that's the head of the company. So does General Motors. I mean, companies have come a long way, but the average person has to be open and reflective and figure out what they need to do, because they don't have all the answers. They need to be told what to do, and the stories that they hear from other people will help them along the way. But that would be the one thing that I think the people have to do. But if they're not good at connecting and they're not good at listening and they're not supportive of the people that they're working with, it's going to be for naught.
Well, that's bingo. So today you've been listening to our thoughts on our beloved industry. So Jerry, I want to thank you. In fact, Jerry's on vacation and he decided to jump in and do this with me because we love our industry. We love distributors and we want everyone to win. If people don't win, then to me, it's one of the saddest things that I think any of us have to go through. So you've been listening to The Deborah Show. I am Deborah Rothschild. I love network marketing. I love direct sales. I just love people. And so I look forward to visiting you with you next week. Take care of yourself. God bless our company and God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Developing a Dynamic You. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.